Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring music from pianist Dave Grusin, vocalist Tony Bennett, Pamela Fleming, Morgana King, Dick Hyman, Bill Holman, Tommy Smith, and a whole lot more. We're going to start off with some music from keyboardist Kim Penzel from his album Penzel Sketches. And this composition is called All I Ever Want Is You.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would he? And through all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would he? And through all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
From 1955, that was Patti Page with the Jack Rail Orchestra and George and Ira Gershwin's great composition, The Man I Love. Before that, pianist Kim Pensel from his album Pensel Sketches No. 3 and All I Ever Want Is You. And we're going to be hearing more music from Kim later on in the show. Don't forget that In Transition is sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue, located at 101 Spark Street. Well, continuing in this same vein, we're going to listen to some music from Tony Bennett and his tribute album to Billie Holiday. This was released on the Columbia label mid to late last year. And through the miracle of technology, we're going to listen to a duet with Billie Holiday. And this is God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall have. Them that's not shall lose.
So the Bible said, and it still is news.
Mama may have, Papa may have,
but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade.
Empty pockets don't ever make the bread.
Mama may have, Papa may have,
but God bless the child that's got his own.
That's got his own. Tell him the way it is, Billy.
Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round the door. they don't come no more.
Rich relations give crusts of bread and such.
You can help yourself, but don't take too much.
Mama may have, Papa may have,
but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
Thank you.
The journey continues as See and Hear the World ventures into its sixth season, featuring exciting musical and dance performers from five continents. This year, the National Arts Center teams up with the Museum of Civilization to take you on the journey of your life. India, Ghana, and Ireland are just a few of the destinations that you can explore through See and Hear the World. Tickets are available at the box offices of the Museum of Civilization and the NAC, or by calling Ticketmaster at 755-1111. For information or a series brochure, call 776-7181. The journey continues with See and Hear the World.
We just heard some music from Dave Grusin from his album. Actually, it's a tribute to the music of Henry Mancini, and it's called Two for the Road, released on the GRP label. If you're wondering who was on bass on that last composition, which was, by the way, Days of Wine and Roses, John Patitucci was on bass and Harvey Mason on drums. We're going to hear more from this CD a little later on in the show. Actually, we're going to listen to a selection featuring Vancouver vocalist Diane Corral. That's coming up later. Right now, I'd like to play some music by a French hornist by the name of John Clark. He released an album last year on the Postcards label. Name of the album is I Will, and we're going to listen to his version of Sonny Rollins' great composition, Aragon.
Thank you. Hi, this is Johnny Ajami, your host for Fly By Night, a jazz show that explores the parameters, landscape, texture, and rhythmical mode of jazz music from a perspective that explores musical self-determination. So join us every Monday night on CHUO FM 89.1 from 12 p.m. until 2.
Improvise. Feed yourself some spontaneity and check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, 101 Spark Street. The After Eight offers fine proportions of well-prepared treats to fill your ears and stomach. Visit the After Eight Jazz Cafe, the only club in Ottawa dedicated to consistently presenting live jazz with musicians playing two 90-minute sets nightly. This elegant yet relaxed and intimate club has made jazz music its platform. In an otherwise jazz-starved Ottawa, new and avid jazz fans alike have enjoyed the high-caliber music of Canadian and international jazz acts live at the After Eight. Step beyond your stereo. Hear and see jazz. Check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, located at 101 Spark Street.
We just heard some great music from Mo Kaufman, and also featured on that CD was Dizzy Gillespie. Name of the album is Oop Up A Da, and we heard a composition called Fun. Right now I'd like to play some music from a great sax player. I believe he's out of Scotland. His name is Tommy Smith. Plays tenor and soprano sax. And this album is called Beasts of Scotland, released on the Lynn Records label. This song is called Conjure Eel.
Thank you.
Music from someone who certainly made an impact here at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. That was Frank Foster from his album Shiny Stockings, recorded in November of 1978 at Sound Ideas Studios in New York City. We just heard a beautiful arrangement of the traditional Hills of the North Rejoice. And before that, we heard music from Tommy Smith and Conjure Eel. Right now, I'd like to play for you some music from saxman Bill Holman from his latest release, At Last. This is the title track.
Clover. You are mine at last. Ooh.
Well, that's a fine example of class personified. That was Marion McPartlin with Dick Hyman from December 7th, 1990, and a great version of This Time the Dream is on Me. In Transition is sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue located at 101 Spark Street. And before Dick Hyman and Marion McPartlin, we heard Bill Holman with the title track from his latest CD entitled At Last. Joe Lovano is a tenor sax player that's been on the scene for a number of years now. His last release was a tribute to Frank Sinatra. The name of the album was, I believe it was called Celebrating Sinatra, and one of the great compositions from that album that I like, and one that I believe Lester Young did back in the 50s, is South of the Border.
Thank you. Thank you.
music from, I believe, a wonderful composer, Kim Penzel, has a number of releases on the GRP label. This album that I just played is Penzel Sketches No. 1, and we listened to Moroccan Junction. All the compositions on the CD are by Kim Penzel. And before that, we heard South of the Border by Joe Lovano from his tribute album to Frank Sinatra. You're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And right now we're going to listen to some music from sax person, or sax woman, Jenny Hill. And this is a composition from her album Burning Brass. It's called FAB.
It's only a canvas sky. you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Spontaneity and check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, 101 Spark Street. The After Eight offers fine proportions of well-prepared treats to fill your ears and stomach. Visit the After Eight Jazz Cafe, the only club in Ottawa dedicated to consistently presenting live jazz with musicians playing 2 90-minute sets nightly. This elegant yet relaxed and intimate club has made jazz music its platform. In an otherwise jazz-starved Ottawa, new and avid jazz fans alike have enjoyed the high-caliber music of Canadian and international jazz acts live at the After Eight. Step beyond your stereo. Hear and see jazz. Check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, located at 101 Spark Street.
Someone's son. you're someday child. Never knows the
was music from Dave Grusin from his album Two for the Road, a tribute to Henry Mancini. If you're wondering who was on vocals on that last number, that was a fine, fine Canadian talent by the name of Diana Krall. She's making a name for herself around the New York area these days and doing a wonderful rendition of Soldier in the Rain. Right now we're going to listen to some more music from Tony Bennett, from his album On Holiday. It's a tribute to Billie Holiday. And here's his version of Crazy She Calls Me.
Like the wind that shakes the bough, she moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if she wants them out of the way. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. If she wants it, so will it be. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky, crazy she calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I.
Thank you.
That was music from Pamela Fleming and a composition called Say It from her album Fearless Dreamer. We're going to continue now with some more music from keyboardist Kim Penzel from his album Penzel Sketches Number 1, and this one's called The Doctor Is Out.
Thank you. Thank you.
music from Pat Metheny, and some very interesting music, not usually attributable to Pat Metheny's style of playing, but this is from his latest album on the Geffen label entitled Quartet, and it features the same cast of characters, Lyle Mays, his long-standing keyboard player, is on this album, Steve Rodby on bass, and Paul Vertico is on drums, and we heard a very haunting composition of Lyle Mays. Actually, it's a group effort. It's called Badland. And again, the album is called Quartet, released on the Geffen label. Now we're going to switch gears and listen to some Gene Harris on piano and brother Jack McDuff on the Hammond B3. And we're going to get really funky here with a Gene Harris original. This one's called Cayenne Blues. Thank you.
good time. You know what's going on my mind. Now would you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? You know what? Now somebody needs to fix me a drink. Now all I wanna hear is some down home blues all night long. See, every other record or two I think I gotta go get me a drink. Now fellas, take those down home blues. Go on and give it to them, boys. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. 2 hours of jazz just flying by. We just heard some music from the great Gene Harris and Jack McDuff. Vocals on that last number were from Nikki Harris. I imagine that was Gene's daughter. And the song that we heard was called Down Home Blues. Before that, Cayenne Blues from this album, released on the Concord Jazz label. Highly recommended if you're into this kind of music. It's great to see these two guys back. I'll be back next week with some more great music coming up at the top of the hour. We've got some fine German music, news, and commentary until 4:30 p.m. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now. Have a good one. And don't forget, if you'd like to listen to more jazz, tomorrow night at 12 midnight here on CHUO-FM, it's Fly By Night until 2 in the morning.